Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike. I hope you're feeling okay, because word is, man, you're sort of sick.
Yeah, you're under the weather. What's up, Hollywood?
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all doing? I got some bronchitis and some pneumonia.
What?
Man. Well, you got walking pneumonia.
You got laying down pneumonia.
Okay, you know what I never, what was the difference, right? What is walking pneumonia and regular pneumonia? Walking pneumonia is you got pneumonia and you just keep going about your business? I don't know. Someone explain that to me. Oh, I got walking pneumonia. Or do you have pneumonia? Yes, I have pneumonia, but it's walking pneumonia. I guess you have pneumonia. You're not staying in bed. I don't know.
No, I got laying down in the morning. I've been in bed all day, Bobby.
Oh, you're calling in. You're faithful. In Hollywood, you're faithful. I like that.
You don't think I'm going to let y'all get away with not let y'all hear my voice on the last day of the season? Come on, man.
Huh? Yeah, no, Hollywood, you're showing up. You're playing hurt. I like it. You're playing hurt. I like that. So what do you think? What are we going to do going forward?
Well, Bobby, first of all, we got to get players. We got a lot of positions to fill with old people. Then we got to change the way we train in the off season. I know when you play football, you were in Thibodeau, you were in Millsap, y'all were hitting, not like flag football today, and they're still getting hurt. We got to change that theory. Then we got to get players that don't want to quit. They got to play from the opening tip on to the end of the game. And until they can't get them things, then we got to change the way we play at home, because we garbage at home. We can't win at home for no reason.
You don't feel advantage. Yeah. You don't have a don't feel advantage. The only thing about practicing harder this day and age is to have a collective bargaining agreement. And the coach might want to be old school and practice them harder, but you can't do it. No one even does two-a-days no more. You're not high school, college, pros. You can't do it. So you got to be able to adjust like Dan Campbell has with the Lions. That's kind of an old school team that has adjusted to the new rules, and look where they're at, number one seed with a bye.
I remember, you know, Rich told us the story that when Hank Stram took over, they were doing three-a-days.
Yeah.
Three-a-days.
You know, I think...
Talk about wear down a team quick. Do three-a-days that
think,
long.
Oh, Alabama guy Ray Perkins did that.
Ray did it also with the Bucks.
Yeah.
Ray did it exactly that way with the Bucks. And his teams weren't very good.
Yeah, so I guess that didn't work. You got to win. The bottom line is you got to win. I don't care.
You got to have players.
I don't care if you give a player off every other day. And if you win, that's a winning formula. You got to win. If you don't win, we're not doing it right. And right now, when the Saints with five wins, obviously they're not doing it right. So changes have to be made. Now, Hollywood, what do you think about, like, Mickey Loomis is in charge, and about, him wanting to maybe hire someone that he's familiar with or comfortable with versus someone that has skins on the wall, but he doesn't really know him? Don't you think everybody got to be a little uncomfortable, maybe? And because the bottom line is winning. I mean, did Sean Payton really have a pass? I mean, did Mickey Loomis really have a pass with Sean Payton and when he hired him? And look how that turned out. I mean, that's...
They used to do interviews and put it on a little disc and send it out. Mickey can talk to you about that. And that's how he first started to find out about Sean. And that's how they did it back then. They put it on a little disc and you watched it, and then you bring him in.
Well, the thing is, obviously, look at Aaron Glenn. He's a hot commodity defensive coordinator with the Lions. Mickey is very familiar with him. And Aaron Glenn's a winner. He was a winner as a player. He's a winner as a coach. But
he's demanding because he was a player.
Yeah, and it's never a black-white thing, because he can get on the brothers and say, man, what are you talking about? I've been there, I've done that, and they respect him. You wouldn't believe the players that Aaron Glenn chews some ass out. He ain't just one of like, okay, this is what we're doing and all that. He gets on them and gives them the business, and they respond to him. You know why? Because he played like 14 years in the NFL. He goes, man, I'm not telling you to do something that I didn't do.
Dan Campbell.
Yeah, Dan Campbell.
Look how long Dan played this league.
It's the same thing. So I think that goes a long way. Not necessarily you have to be an ex-player to be a top coach, but the players have to respond to you. The players respond to Coach Rizzi. You think Coach Rizzi ever played in the NFL? Look at him. You know he never played no damn NFL, but he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing, especially. So, no, you can have it both ways. You can have an ex-player who's an excellent coach. You can have an ex-player who's a terrible coach. Or you can have a coach that never played. Vic Fangio, who coached the Dawn Patrol. Yeah. Vic Fangio, who was coaching the outside linebackers, Ricky Jackson, Pat Swilling, and the Dawn Patrol. He's running the Philadelphia Eagles defense right now.
How big is Vic?
You ever seen Vic Fangio? If he's soaking wet, he looks like a wet rat. He's about 160 pounds. Now, he's got older. He gained a little bit of weight, but he never played no ball. But he knows football. It's how the players respond. You got to know when you're in that meeting room that the players look at you, you know what the hell you're talking about. You can't fake the funk. You cannot fake the funk. You cannot BS. You have to know what you're talking about. And that's the ones that are successful, whether you played or you didn't play.
You know, you look at what Dan Campbell did in Detroit. A lot of his assistant coaches were former NFL players. And he felt as though
they can relate.
He had to relate
right.
to those
without
guys.
Without a doubt.
And so it worked for him. It worked for him in that spot.
Yeah, but without a doubt. So Hollywood, the bottom line is we didn't make the playoffs four straight seasons. I don't know what's going to happen next year. But you have to give the fans hope, the Houdat Nation hope, that we're trending in the right direction. That we're trending. Not same song and dance. Because this day and age, after 1 year, you get fired. You might think like, oh, I'm building my program. Look at Gerard Mayo. Robert Kraft said, no, all of a sudden, I've been grooming him for 5 years. Gerard Mayo is going to be the Patriot. He's going to take over for Belichick. What happened to him? They fired his ass after 1 year.
And they're going to bring in another former coach who played for the Patriots. And Mike Vrabel's going to get that job.
To me, Vrabel was an outstanding three-time winning Super Bowl champ as a player. And what he did with the Tennessee Titans. Look how sorry the Tennessee Titans are right now. Miss Amy's
not happy, I can tell you that.
Who owns the Titans, she has to think, like, man, I should have kept Vrabel or something. Because all I know is that they went to New England and beat Tom Brady in the playoffs. They were the number one seed.
And lost to Joe Burrow in a crazy game.
Right.
To Cincinnati.
So he's in a driver's seat. Now, that's who I want with the Saints. But he'll have a bunch of choices. He ain't choosing the Saints. I'm telling you right now. I wish he would, but he's not going to choose them.
Just like Ben Johnson with the Lions. He's not coming here either.
Well, you know why? With Vrabel's going to have options too. And why do I think the Patriots are more attractive than the Saints right now? You know why?
Young quarterback.
They're young stud quarterback. Look at me. Their young stud quarterback right now with New England, he's a better option than Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence is getting paid $55 million. What the hell Trevor Lawrence has done? He ain't done nothing with the Jaguars. Think about that.
And Doug Peterson got fired.
He looks like the Prince. He got that long hair. I don't know. He looks like the quarterback version of Alex Anzalone.
But think about that Jacksonville job. They got players on that Jacksonville team. Yeah. I think the problem, a lot of that, is Trent Baalke. He was the guy who ran
Jim Harbaugh off. But Mr. Khan's keeping him.
He's keeping him.
He's keeping him.
Man, I don't know what he does to keep jobs. But he got Jim Harbaugh basically to take off from San Francisco. Think of that. They basically said, we're going to keep Baalke instead of Jim Harbaugh.
Well, I think I would trust Jim Harbaugh over that cat. All I know is Jim Harbaugh, wherever he's been, look what he's done with the Chargers. You don't think he's made a difference? He won a national championship in Michigan. Come on, the 3 yards and a cloud of dust.
But it worked.
Michigan. Yeah, yeah.
But it worked.
All I know is watch out for the Chargers, I'm telling you. But look at the money line. That might be good value. You know, you want to shock the world. Don't always go with the favorite. Watch out for the Chargers. Then watch them lose to the Texans.
Hey,
Bear, you made me lose all my money.
Thank you, Hollywood. We appreciate the call.